look at polls about what Muslims say of themselves, 40 to 60% of all Muslims are in favor of what happened at Manchester. If we're going to have a sane policy of national defense, those people need to be asked, what do you believe? And if they say they're in favor of that, they need to be deported to an Islamic country that has Sharia law. Because if that's what you want, go back there. That's not our country.
Why, howdy.
We allow those people.
Where'd you see this poll at, brother?
Children receive. You can find them all over the internet. They've polled almost every Western nation. It's usually 40 to 60%. In some countries, it's higher. In France, it's 60%. In England, I think it's like 55%. In the United States, it's like 40%. So if you see women with hijabs going into a gun store buying guns in the United States, you know, be a good citizen. So do you believe jihad is justified, the killing of the infidel? And if they don't say no, if they just remain silent, you should report them to the police. Take their photo and report them to the police.
You should.
There's a group called the Muslims in America that have 22 communes in the United States, over 5,000 members. They're all armed to the teeth to go on jihad at any moment. The U.S. government under Obama's administration didn't do squat about them. I don't know if the Trump administration is going to do anything about them, but freedom of speech cannot be freedom to promote jihad. If you think freedom of speech or freedom of religion allows you to promote jihad, and you're a politician or you're a promoter of jihad, you need to get out of this country because you are a threat to national security. We can't lock all these people up. It's a way of tax money. They're getting wealth. Something like 80% of all of them in this country are getting welfare. They have four wives or three wives over the Middle East. They come here. They divorce them all. So they don't violate the law of monogamy. And they all apply for welfare and have like, there's cases like some of them have like 20 kids or 8 kids, and they're all getting welfare. And they're training them for jihad. They actually send them to schools to learn how to use a gun when they're 8 years old or 12. This is the United States. This is England. This is Europe. This is what's going on. We got to wake up. As soon as something like Manchester has, the newspapers come out. They hide the person's name. They omit the word Islamic. Then they say you shouldn't overreact. Then the trolls come out on the internet and say, you're a bigot. You're a racist.
You can't blame an entire religion based upon the acts of one extremist.
We are a nation in favor of liberty, freedom of speech. Muslims have just as much right as anyone else.
No, they don't.
Look, we have so much gun control in the United States, and I'm generally opposed to gun control because it's, I believe it's a natural right. But if you're a Muslim, you don't have a natural right to own a gun or to have a license. You don't, because you are a member of a religion that espouses the murder of humanity. So to allow you to have a gun license is a threat to national security. Unless you go on paper and say, I renounce Islam, I renounce the Quran. If you don't sign that, you shouldn't be allowed to have a gun license. Because you have a gun, and you have a religion that tells you to use it to kill innocent people.